And then look at this awesome promise that follows Matthew 18:18. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Now see, isn't that an awesome key? I mean, two of us, we've been given the keys. Any husband and wife, is that true? Any husband and wife, or any wife and daughter, any daddy and sons. I mean, he didn't say you had to be big, did he, Scott? If two of you agree, you know, I think about how the promises that God has given us and the things we have and how we miss it. And I've told this story before. It is so good. I thought about it this morning as my little granddaughter, the littlest one, or not the littlest one. The littlest one's only a year old. She's not running yet, but she's walking, running, but she's not riding a bicycle yet. But the second one, she was out this morning with her daddy, my son, and she was trying to learn how to ride a bicycle without training wheels. They took the training wheels off. Well, she had one little encounter there, you know, scratched her up a little bit, but she was okay. She got up and Tim put her back on it. She didn't want to at first, but he patted her on the backside and says, honey, you can ride it, get on. So she did. And so a while ago, I looked out there just before church, and man, she's 90 miles an hour, going all over the place. I thought, you know, exercise on a new project, you get good at it, don't you? What I thought about the other day when Preston, my grandson, which is about five, he was out there riding his bicycle, and Caitlin, my oldest granddaughter, was they was all out there riding their bikes. And, of course, you know how boys are. They get kind of wild sometimes, don't they? Yeah, they do. They get wild. Sometimes girls get wild, too, on bicycles. But he was a little wild, and he come sliding around a corner here somewhere, and the wheel slipped out from under him on the gravel, and he fell over and jabbed the handlebar in his chest. Well, it hurt. And so I just happened to be sitting here in my office, and all of a sudden, it's like the Lord prompted him and said, go out and take a break. I thought, well, okay, I guess I do need to walk around. So I get up and walk out of my office and walk up the front door and open the door. And as I look out, there goes Preston and Caitlin across there, and he just crying. Oh, he's screaming. He's hurting. I thought, okay, Lord, now I know why you prompted me to leave my office. You have a plan here. So I walked out there and I said, son, what's wrong with you? Oh, granddaddy, he said, I turned the bicycle over and the handlebar hit me in the chest and it hurt so bad. I said, Jesus, he bore your pain, son. He don't want you to be in pain. He sent your granddaddy to take care of it for him. So I laid my hand on his chest, laid my hand on his back. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, and according to John 14:13-14, you said I could ask anything. I'm asking you to take this pain away from my grandson's chest and make him perfect right now in Jesus' name. I said, thank you, Lord. It's done. I said, now, Preston, you feel good. He said, granddaddy, it don't hurt no more. I said, get on your bike and ride and have a good time. And so he rode off. Now, that's another key to the kingdom. Look at this wonderful key in John 14. I want Dave to go from there. In fact, let's look at, before he leaves there, look at verse 19. What kind of a key is that? Is that a good one? Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree, so you and Kim should be able to get anything that you need from God. Right, Scott? Yeah, he didn't put our limitations on it, did he? As long as you don't ask for something stupid. You know, that's all, you know. As long as you don't ask for something stupid, as long as you ask for something that's within his will, and as long as, in other words, if you go out and say, Scott said, well, I need a new $1 million car. No, Scott don't need no new $1 million car. He's got one, and it does a good job, and you don't need a $1 million one, do you, Scott? No, and you ain't going to ask for no $1 million one because you're not that dumb. You know, but God has put limitations on what we can ask for, but as long as we ask things that are within his will, things we need, well, he'll answer your prayer every time. But is that an awesome key?
Yes, it is.
Isn't that a wonderful key to have? And he gave that to you free, didn't he? I give unto you the keys of the kingdom. Well, let's go to that John 14:13-14. And let's look at that, and let's see what John 14:13 says. And Jesus says, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name. What kind of limitation did he give me there? Is that another wonderful key? Whatsoever I shall ask in his name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it for you. Now, what kind of a key to the kingdom is that? Is that an awesome one? Well, now, why don't we as a church use these kind of keys more often? I mean, when something happens to us, why do the first thing we do is start crying and saying, "Oh, where is me, God? What's wrong? What did I do?" That's like this man. I think about this man that I know down close to Houston. This guy, God told him specifically this morning to do something. And he, when he went out, he was going to do it. I mean, he's on the way. And he runs into another preacher. And the preacher said, his name is not John, but I'll call him John. He said, "John, let's you and me go horseback riding this morning." He said, "Oh, I ain't got time." I said, "The Lord told me to do something. I got to do it right now." He said, "Oh, the Lord's not in that big a hurry. You can do that this afternoon." He said, "Let's go for a horseback ride." He said, "No, I need to go do this right now." He said, "No, you don't need to do it. Let's go do ride horses. You can do that this afternoon." So he said, okay. I know I'm supposed to do this right now. Now see, even another preacher or prophet of God, sometimes you got to be careful. There's examples in the Word of God when a prophet lied to a prophet and it cost that prophet his life. So you have to be very careful. If God sends you to do something, who are you supposed to obey? God, not nobody else. But this man of God, he got up on his horse. The minute he got on this gentle horse and pulled up the rein, the horse reared up, fell over backward, and fell on him, broke both legs, both bones right there in that leg. He knew he had been disobedient. He knew he had not done what God told him to do. So God reared that horse up, he slid off the back, and he fell and broke his leg. But he immediately repented and said, "God, I will go do it." And he got up and he took the bones and he put them back together. And he said, "Now the Lord said in his word that no obedient son of God will ever have a broken bone." Now this other preacher saw both bones sticking out the side of his leg. Under the skin. Didn't pierce the skin. But he watched him take those bones and put them back together and put one on top of the other. And then he got up and said, "I ain't got a broke leg." Boy, you talk about a gutsy man. Woo! But a few days later, he was preaching in a church somewhere, and this pastor kept telling everybody that John broke his leg. And one of the guys stood up out there. He's standing up for a preaching. He said, "We understand you broke your leg in both bones." He said, "Nope. A holy man of God will never have a broken bone." He said, "You think a man that's got a broken leg could do that?" And they said, "Absolutely not." He said, "Ain't nothing wrong with my leg." Now, that's what I call real faith. You know that? Well, a couple of months later, this old guy was the same age I am, and at that time he'd been a Vietnam vet. He'd been to Vietnam. He had been a medic, and so he'd seen a lot of death and destruction in Vietnam. About 3 months later, his leg got hurting him so bad that he looked down and he knew his leg had gangrene. It's over. So he went out and he said, he had a motorcycle there, and even one of the old kind had a kickstarter on it. He got up and he said, "God, you said in your word, you would never allow me to be tested beyond what I can bear." Did God make that promise? Now see, most of us don't want to go this far, do we? Oh, we don't like it when God puts us to the test. But he said, "You promised you'd never test me beyond what I could bear." But he said, "Lord, today I got to have some help from you. I can't go no further. He said, either kill me." He said, "The pain is so excruciating, but I've stood on your word with no doubt in my heart." And he gets on that motorcycle, turns it on, and kickstarts it with a broken leg. The one's got gangrene. He starts riding down the road, down close to Houston. He's come riding along there, and all of a sudden he saw a guy standing on, a little bitty guy, standing on the side of the road. And he heard a voice say, "Pick him up." He said, "No, I don't pick up nobody. Especially not on a bike." So he goes by him and the voice said, "Pick him up." He turned around, drove back up and said, "Where are you going?" The guy said, "I'm going to a certain place." He said, "Well, you have to go down here a couple of miles and then you have to turn to right and go back up in there. And that's how you get to where you're going." He said, "Get on, I'll take you down to the intersection." "Okay." So he said, the guy jumped on his motorcycle with him. And he said, when I took off and pulled down the road, I thought, he didn't get on. He said, "I look back here and he's back there." But he said, "I couldn't feel any weight at all." He said, "I thought, what is wrong with this guy?" So I drive down the road about a couple miles, whatever it was, and I come to that intersection and said, the intersection's wide open. You know, one road runs into another, no signs, no trees, no nothing down there in Houston. He said, I stopped on the side road and told him, I said, "This is where you got to get off." there's where you go that way to get to where you want to go. I'm going this way. He said, okay. So the guy got off. He said, by the way, when he got off the motorcycle, he said, by the way, the Lord said to tell you, your leg is healed. And it didn't register. So he just cranks his motorcycle up, and then it hit him. My leg is healed. He stopped in the middle of the road, turned around, and ain't nobody back there. Where he let that guy off, he ain't there. He reached down, grabbed hold of his britches leg and pulled that up, and that's the most beautiful leg you ever saw in your life. No gangrene, nothing, and solid as a rock, and ain't no pain. He was completely, totally, instantly healed. Somebody says, why does God do things like that? I don't know. He's the boss, not me. I don't like to be tested like that. Do you?
No.
But he tested him like that. What do you think that did to that man's faith? That brought him to a new level of faith. I mean, boy, you talk about a man of faith today. When he prays for you and you turn around and say, I hope I'm healed. He said, forget it. You ain't healed. You don't believe God. Boy, he's tough on you. He's really tough on you. But how can he be so strong in faith? He walked it out. He saw it happen. He knew he was on his technically deathbed. He couldn't go no further. Once you get gangrene, he said, I was a vet. I mean, a guy in the Vietnam War. And he said, when you saw a leg like mine, there ain't no doctor in the world can heal that. There's only one thing to do, and that's come way up here and cut it off. It can't be healed. But he said, God healed my leg that day and made it perfect. He said, I wish I could even think of his name. I really can't even think of his name. But he had locked in that day to part of the keys of the kingdom. He knew what was rightfully his. And this wonderful scripture, this key right here to the kingdom. John 14:13-14. If we could lock those keys into our heart, walk in obedience to his word, and then pray and believe it's done and say, thank you, God, you made me the promise. It's done. No doubt in my heart. Just walk off and say, it's done. It cannot fail because you made me the promise. And a week later, a month later, or you could be like that precious little lady that came to spoke in our church here a few years ago. That little lady, she had, when she was 53 years old, she had 13 surgeries in her life.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Use the Keys of the Kingdom, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.